This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Well, if you are like most, and myself included, you spend much of your day sitting at home or sitting in front of a computer screen at work. Evidence suggests that people who sit for hours at a time have an increased potential for developing life-shortening diseases. As a result, many health professionals and now some Colorado employers are starting to embrace a new concept. Carol McKinley of Colorado Public News has more.
Being able to walk at the same time as working, I think that's kind of like a break while working.
It takes a couple of minutes for Lori Trogi to get used to walking and typing a marketing memo at the same time. She's on a contraption, which is a treadmill connected to a desk. Once she finds a comfortable pace, she decides moving is better than sitting.
This is a slow enough pace that you can still walk and read, type. It's very easy, actually.
Recent studies warn of the dangers of sitting for long periods of time. That is concerning to Ronica Smith, an accountant whose work requires her to hunker over a computer for hours.
I sit probably 90% of the day at the desk, on the computer, talking on the phone.
From Louisiana to Australia, research is showing too much sitting can lead to life-shortening diseases like diabetes and heart failure. Financial impact studies say this can cost companies thousands of dollars a year per employee. James O. Hill, who heads up Aurora's Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, says he's never seen so much awareness in the workforce.
Most of us sit in front of computers, and so I think what we need to figure out is how do we break up those periods of sitting or reduce those periods of sitting.
Surprisingly, the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that exercising 30 minutes before or after work does not just erase the damage done after a day of sitting around. Hill dreams of a time when investing in the movement becomes the norm, starting with children.
I think every kid at school should have a desk that allows them to stand up rather than sit. Okay, these cost money, but in the scheme of things, the benefit you're going to get in preventing disease is going to be well worth the cost.
Soon, Hill's own office will be set up with stationary bicycles in the conference room so that his employees can discuss policy while they pedal.
So when you stop moving, all kinds of bad things happen. You don't use your muscles. Those muscles change in fiber type. They change in fuel utilization.
Hill counsels businesses across Colorado who are interested in getting their employees up and moving. Options include everything from stand-up desks and slow-moving treadmills that employees can walk on while working. The city of Trinidad is interested. Denver Water has had treadmill desks for years. Kate Horley of the Denver Chamber of Commerce says it is also standing up to the wellness challenge.
And we know that it's going to be expensive, but we really consider this an investment in our employees' long-term health.
How are your sales?
Good.
At a store specializing in ergonomic furniture, a group of chamber employees are in rotating chairs with lumbar support. A four-person desk allows their computers to slide back and forth while they discuss business. After a morning of trying out modern furniture, Smith has taken a liking to a desk which moves up and down, giving her the option to get off of her seat when she feels like it.
I put my hand under the table right here, and then I push this button up, and then it allows me to lift the table so that I can put my laptop up here so I can work standing up.
It's a workplace revolution that may soon be coming to a desk near you. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.
Where you